Hello Sagittarius, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, July the 8th, and the whole week ahead. Well, the full moon comes tomorrow, and that is a lesson in money. The next 2 weeks is going to be about your finances and all things to do with your personal economy, and it starts today. What's today all about? Today's all about gathering the information. Money, cash, accounts, checkbooks, VAT, taxes, I don't care what it is, gather it together, because you'll need it tomorrow. And here's your Sunday stars. It's here, the full moon, and it's in your second house. Look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life, because this really does mean the next 2 weeks, the way you sort out your finances and budgets and money matters now will last you for the whole year to come. So it's what you do now that is going to basically tell me to tell you whether it's going to be riches or not in the next 12 months. Here's your Monday stars. You know, if over the past year or maybe further back, you've dealt with money in a bad way, then you're going to need to make and create new habits. Old habits die hard, but when you've been dealing with money, you've got to deal with things in a different way. Or perhaps you once had a lot and now you've got very little. Or the other way around. But either way, there are psychological changes that need to be made connected with cash. Here's your Tuesday stars. Well, I like the moon in Aquarius, and the fact it's going to connect to your ruling planet Jupiter is even better. This is about fun and enjoyment, whether it's people around you or further afield. There is a very strong yearning for travel that comes with these stars. If you can't get off somewhere, then maybe someone's going to travel to you. But travel is the essence. Broadens the mind, makes you feel happy, and you need it. And here's your Wednesday stars. More very good energy coming from the sign of Aquarius. This is good if you need to meet people, connect with other folks from different realms, different areas of life. Good for business, and certainly socializing with a different kind of person is excellent and stimulating for you. What these stars are really saying is, don't be a stay-at-home Saggy. Here's your Thursday stars. There's something happening at home and connected with the family, but somebody's not happy. It may be a woman. It could be a gay man. Yeah, that is a possibility too. But someone's not satisfied with what they've got. There's something greedy about this aspect. And also, somebody's being ungracious and, well, they're not thankful. They lack gratitude. Do you need them in your life? And here's your Friday stars. Mercury's link to Jupiter is lush. Because Mercury and Jupiter are the two planets that work most on the mind, then this is a great day for anything from travel, to reading, to writing, to being decisive. Yet this is the decision-making pair. Jupiter brings wisdom and experience, and Mercury brings cleverness and rationale. Put the two together, you've got the perfect pitch.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.